In a makom where the minig is to sell behemah daka, small animals, to gayim, then it would be mutter to sell. In a makom where the minig is not to sell behemah daka to gayim, then it would be also to sell, since the minig in that place is not to sell behemah daka to gayim. Uvachol makom eimreichon lahem behemagasa agalim usyachim shleimim ushvur. But in all places, this is not totally on minig. It's also maker I did to sell behemagasa, big animals, calves or small donkeys, whether they are whole or even if they have broken legs, it would be also to sell these animals to Goyim. Now, the reason why it's also to sell a behemah gasa to Goyim is because the din is that a person has to have all animals that he owns resting on Shabbos and not allowed to do melacha on Shabbos. And the Chachamim were afraid that if we allow you to sell behemah gasa to Goyim, then maybe you end up also lending and renting your behemoths to Goyim. And your animals will be doing melacha by the Goy on Shabbos, which is also, since the animal still belongs to you, if you only lent it or rented it to the Goyim. So the Chacham asked also to sell it, Zera Atu Schiris Usha'ela. They said you can't sell it because you might end up renting it or lending it to the guy, and it might do malacha by the guy on Shabbat. Now, by Behemoth Daka, in certain places, the minute was not to sell the Behemoth Daka to the guy, even though Behemoth Daka doesn't do malacha. The reason for the minute is that it's a Zera that if we allow you to sell Behemoth Daka to the guy, you might end up selling also Behemoth Gasa to the guy. So that's why in certain places it was a minhag not to sell also behemah daka to Goyim, even though behemah daka doesn't do malacha. And so too, that which the Mishnah says, that shvurim, animals that have broken legs, also you can't sell to Goyim, even though an animal that has broken legs can't really do malacha. But since there are certain malachas that it could do, the Chachamim said that you can't sell behemahs that are shvurim also to Goyim. Rabbi Yehuda mater bishvura. Rabbi Yehuda allows you to sell an animal with a broken leg to a guy, as according to Rabbi Yehuda, an animal that has a broken leg cannot do malacha at all. Ben Becerra matir basus. Ben Becerra allows you to sell a horse to a guy, as Ben Becerra holds a chai nosias atzmo. That somebody who carries a live animal on Shabbos, that's not considered carrying. As we say, the chai, the animal, carries itself. And the only malacha that horses do are carrying either animals or people. So therefore, since according to Ben Becerra, there is no isser malacha in carrying animals or people on Shabbos, so therefore there is no malacha that a sus does that is also, so you can sell a sus to a guy. As opposed to the Rabbanan hold that we say chai nosi is atmo by a person, not by an animal. If somebody carries, for example, a child, we would say chai nosi is atmo, and that would not be considered an isser malacha on Shabbos. But to carry an animal, according to the Rabbanan, there is an isser malacha on Shabbos, as we don't say chai nosi is atmo by an animal. So therefore, a horse that is used strictly for riding on it, that only people go on it, then according to Rabbanan also, you can sell the horse to a guy, as this horse does not do any malacha. But a horse that is used to carry birds on it, which trap other birds, so then we don't say chai nosi is atmo, and therefore the Rabbanan would argue with Ben Becerra in that case and hold that you cannot sell that horse to a guy. It is usher to sell Goyim beards or lions, or anything else that might cause damage to the public, such as weapons like swords and spears. Ein bonin imam b'tzuki. You can't help them build a large palatial building in which the dayanim adavod, the kachavim, would sit, and sometimes they would push people off the top of this building. Gardom. You shouldn't help them build a structure in which the dayanim of the Goyim would sit and judge capital punishment, since they don't judge correctly. You shouldn't have a hand in helping them build this building. Bitstadia, you shouldn't help them build a stadium in which there is bullfighting. Ubima, you should not help them build a tower in which people that are chayim mitzvah by the guy, they would push them off the top of the tower. Avobonim imahem bimsios ubeit mechatzos. You could help the guyim build towers that are not used for avodah zara nor for pushing people off. And you can also help them build bathhouses. Higiru lekipa shema midim ba'avodah zara asur livnus. When you're helping them build bathhouses, when you reach the part of the bathhouse in which there is a dome in which an avodah zarah is going to be put on that dome, that you cannot help them build. You can build the rest of the bathhouse, but not the dome, since an avodah zarah is put on the dome.